her guitar was tuned to a different tuning and than normal, and that was amazing that you could do that. So she had to change everything she was playing while she was singing. And then I left out that last go-round of the chorus, so sorry.
That's okay, I was like impressed that you were having an acrobatic after me.
Then we had that little meeting and I was like, sorry. That was sweet.
And there she goes. The deep breath with the whole air in there about the tuning. So I came out with a solo record this past year. Very nice of y'all. The record's called Holler. Second, I've made a couple country records with this band of men that I tour around with. Men. Dudes. Called each other bro and things like that. The youngest is 24 and the oldest is 67. So there's a lot of explaining things. Mostly to us from the millennial in our band. He's actually like a really smart, he's also, not only is he like a millennial, but he's like a NYU kind of 4.0 kind of guy. So there's even more explaining because of that too. So anyway, this is a song from that record that usually the whole band plays on and it's like a rock song. I just felt doing like doing it tonight. It's acoustic right now, obviously. There might be a couple of gaps where I hear everything that happens, but you might not. Anyway, I grew up in Atlanta. I was born in 64, and you know, there a lot of stuff went on in the South from that period on through last year and this year. Civil rights stuff, and I read a ton of books about civil rights and the movement and everything from post Reconstruction on. But every time I read books about the South, like around where I live, I'm always like amazed. I'm always like, I was alive during that, and I don't even know about it. Like, I mean, I was six, but like, you know, now like really young kids know a lot more than we knew. And thank God are learning more and stuff, and that's really cool. But back then, you know, for me, I was living in the suburbs. I was pretty sheltered. My church and my school and everything, they tried to kind of, it wasn't like a malicious thing. It was just like this, like, I had some really good teachers who later on really started teaching me to read between the lines and read more books and understand more what I was talking about, because I was pretty dumb about some things. And I was reading this book about the Atlanta child murders, which happened like in the late 70s and early 80s, a book by Tony K. Bambara called These Bones Are Not My Child. It was the second time I read it, and I was just thinking about how I was looking at the map of where everything was happening. And anyway, it made me want to write this song. And at the time also, we've been, you know, dealing with all this Confederate monument stuff down there, and there's a place that I still go to, and I've been going to my whole life, called Stone Mountain, and there's like a carving of all the great rebels, you know, generals and stuff on the side of the mountain. And it used to be, like a long time ago, there was, even in high school, there was a camp there, like a KKK camp. And, you know, we, like everybody, the Girl Scouts went there, and we went there on field trips, and no one ever thought about it, you know, and we should have, obviously. But now you go there and it's like, it's one of the most beautiful, diverse places you can possibly go. So I'm hoping that maybe they can, like, you know, like when you change a tattoo, like maybe they can change the carving on the side of the mountain to something. Like, I don't know, turn their heads into flowers or something. I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, that's a long explanation for this song. Practically told you everything that are in the words, so just quote it easily. Back in Georgia, I didn't know a damn thing about Alabama. didn't know a damn thing about South Dakota. I didn't know a damn thing about all